AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A massive search for the missing continues in the Texas Hill Country, while the death toll from July 4th flash flooding has climbed to at least 104. The White House says President Trump may soon visit.
We're planning tentatively for a Friday trip.
But spokeswoman Caroline Levin says the president doesn't want to be in the way.
We don't want to interrupt the recovery efforts.
And she's bristling at suggestions the president's deep cuts to federal services may have hurt the response to a once-in-a-generation disaster.
Blaming President Trump for these floods is a depraved lie.
Former federal officials and outside experts have been warning sharp staffing cuts at the National Weather Service could endanger lives. But on Thursday, as the storms gathered over Texas, the NWS office responsible for the region had the usual number of staffers on duty for an overnight shift when severe weather is expected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House for dinner Monday said he's nominating President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
He's forging peace as we speak, in one country and one region after the other.
And Lisa Dwyer has the latest on deportees from the U.S. being held in El Salvador's CICOT megaprison.
The government of El Salvador has acknowledged to United Nations investigators that the Trump administration maintains control of the Venezuelan men who were deported from the U.S., contradicting public statements by officials in both countries. The U.N. group has been looking into the fate of the men sent to El Salvador in mid-March, even after a U.S. judge ordered that the planes be turned around. The Trump administration has argued that it is powerless to return the men, noting that they are beyond the reach of U.S. courts and no longer have access to due process rights or other U.S. constitutional guarantees. Lawyers for the migrants say the U.N. report shows otherwise. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Shaking up South Africa's beer-making industry.
So I taste everything.
What makes Apiwe Nusani Mawela so unique is she's the first Black woman to own a brewery in South Africa.
I sort of fell in love with, I think, the combination of the business side with the science, with the craftsmanship.
The 41-year-old is in a business dominated largely by men and big corporations. So not only does she brew her Tolokazi beer at her microbrewery in Johannesburg, she teaches other Black women how to do it at Brewster's Academy.
I wanted to make sure that being the first Black female to own a brewery in South Africa, that I'm not the first and the last.
Her students are excited about breaking into the industry.
How it got male-dominated, I don't know. So I'd rather say we are going back to our roots as women.
I'm Donna Warder.
There's more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.